We've been reading in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, I guess, 2 Corinthians, that's right. 2 Corinthians, chapter 7.
我们一直在学习《哥林多后书》的第七章，明后第七章。
2 Corinthians, and chapter 7, I believe.
哥林多后书的第七章啊。
All right, so we're going to start in the last paragraph of chapter 7 today. Pick up the last paragraph. And we're just going to keep on reading, trying to figure out the thoughts of Paul toward the Corinthian Christians. Fact is that he loved them greatly, and we're encouraged by that. We want to love one another greatly as well.
因为我们要继续学《哥林多后书》七章的后半部分，我们来试图了解保罗的想法，因为保罗毫无疑问是爱他的。我们的祷告是我们在神的家里也互相爱。
So we're going to read that last paragraph. Roy, if you could read it in Chinese, please. And then we'll pick it up in English.
Which verse?
Just the, it's the middle of verse 13. The paragraph begins in addition.
Okay. 所以我会跟大家把从13节开始一直读到最后一节。故此，哥林多后书七章十三节，故此我们得了安慰，并且在安慰之中，因你们众人使提多心里畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。 我若对提多夸奖了你们什么，也觉得没有惭愧，因为我对提多夸奖你们的话成了真的，正如我对你们所说的话也都是真的，并且提多想起你们众人的顺服是怎样恐惧战惊的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就发热了。我如今欢喜能在凡事上为你们放心。
All right, we'll read it in English then. In addition to our own encouragement, we were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was, because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. I had boasted to him about you, and you have not embarrassed me. But just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting about you to Titus has proved to be true as well. And his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling. I am glad I can have complete confidence in you.
他读的是13到16节。
So, the paragraph really is about the fact that each one is joyful in the other.
所以呢，这一后面这一部分讲到的呢，就是每一个人都在对其他的人来说，心里都有喜乐。
How do you make a family happy?
你怎样让一个家里幸福呢？
Well, one of the things you do is the children are obedient.
所以其中要做的一件事呢，就是孩子们他们顺服。
When the children are obedient, daddy comes home and mommy says, oh, we got wonderful kids here. Everybody's happy.
所以呢，当如果孩子们顺服的时候呢，当爸爸回来的时候，妈妈会跟说，我们有很好的孩子，所以每个人都很高兴。
When the children are disobedient and they're fighting all day,
如果那些孩子们他们不顺服，成天打架。
And when daddy comes home, he's upset, mommy's upset, everybody's upset, and it's not very good.
因为当爸爸回来的时候呢，妈妈很沮丧，爸爸也很沮丧，孩子们都很沮丧，这每一个人都很沮丧，这不是一件好事儿。
And so here you have everybody happy because everybody's obedient.
这里呢，你看到的每一个人都很高兴，因为每一个人都顺服。
The fact is that the Corinthians had been a big problem.
这个事实上呢，是当时的哥林多人呢，曾经有很大的问题。
They had done many things that they shouldn't do.
他们做了很多他们不该做的事儿。But
by the grace of God, they were back. They had humbled themselves and they had responded to the letter that Paul wrote. And because of that, they were encouraged and everybody else was encouraged.
所以呢，借着神的恩典呢，他们回转了，回来了，因为他们回应了保罗给他们写的信，所以每个人在这里呢，都是顺服，大家都很高兴。
They encouraged Titus when he was visiting with them.
他们当提多去他们那里时候呢，他们给了提多极大的鼓励。
When he came back to Paul, he encouraged Titus. Encouraged Paul.
那提多回到保罗那里时候呢，提多也给了保罗极大的鼓励。
Paul had boasted about the wonderful Corinthians, and they had fulfilled his expectation.
所以呢，保罗呢，他知道当时的那些格林多人呢，满足了他的期望。And
all is well.
所以其他的也是这样的。So,
I guess two sides of this. Number one, you follow the Lord and others are going to be happy. You wander away, problems are going to arise, others won't be happy. We're all happy when we all follow Jesus.
所以这里呢，有两个方面。第一个方面呢，就是说呢，如果你跟随主耶稣，每一个人都很高兴；如果你离开了主耶稣，每一个人呢就都不高兴。所以呢，我们都要一起都来跟随主耶稣，我们就每个人都很高兴。All
right, and now we're going on to the next section. It has to do, among other things, but mostly it has to do with money.
因为我们下面呢，接着要往下面讲，这里讲到的呢，是另外一件事，但是呢，是关于钱的事。Money
is very, very important in the things of God.
钱是非常重要的，在神的眼里。Not
so much the amount of money, but what we do with money.
并不是说有多少钱，而是我们怎么去对待钱。And
it's possible to have too much affection for money. It's possible to use money, to rely on money foolishly.
所以呢，你把你用把你的钱用在爱心上面，而不是用在那个其他的那种愚蠢的方式去依靠钱。
All right, so we're going now to read those first few verses. And Roy, would you please read 1 through 7 in Chinese? Then we'll get 1 through 7 in English.
因为我先跟大家把哥林多后书第8章的1到7节用中文读一下，然后再一起来用英文读。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。 第二节就是在他们患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。第三节，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。第四，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份儿。第五节，并且他们所做的不断。 照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。第六节，因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这慈惠的事儿，就当办成了。第七节，你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外的显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外的显出满足来。
All right, so I'm going to read it in English for us. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first of all to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we urged Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this grace of giving also.
哥林多后书第八章一到七节。
All right, so a couple of things now about the church at Corinth. They had done many things that they should not have done. Paul corrected them on that. But when Paul was with them, they basically wanted to give him some money, and he said, no, I don't want to take your money. I want to make sure that what we're offering to you is totally free. And therefore, sorry.
所以保罗呢，在这里面讲了几件事。首先呢，跟当时的哥林多人他们做了很多他们不应该做的事儿，保罗纠正了他们。但是后来呢，保罗呢又跟他们在一起，跟哥林多人说，我们应该给你点钱。保罗说，我不需要你们的钱，因为我要确保你们得到的东西都是免费的。But
then there was a problem in Jerusalem, and the Christians in Jerusalem had been persecuted greatly. Many of them had lost their jobs. And so the question was, who is going to support them?
所以呢，当时在耶路撒冷呢，就出了问题了。当时在那里圣徒因为迫害，很多人失去了工作，很多人没有钱。所以保罗说呢，怎么样？我们想个什么办法去支持他们。
And so Paul said, well, maybe the Corinthians could help them. The Corinthians, on the other hand, I think were basically reluctant to do that.
所以呢，从另一个方面说呢，当时呢，哥林多人呢，他们基本上他们很不愿意这么去做。
So if you like, two potential mistakes here.
所以呢，你就像一个潜在的那个错误在这里面。Mistake
number one would be to say, I am going to pay for the messages for the grace of God that is coming to me. I will be better if I pay for what I get.
所以第一个错误的点呢，就是说，如果我
And so Paul basically says, no, I don't want you to pay me. I want you to realize that the good things of God that you get are free. I don't want you to pay me for telling you about them.
所以呢，保罗说呢， 我不需要你们付钱给我，你们从神那里听来的好的东西对你们来说是好的，我要让你们觉得完全是免费的，我不想让你们从听我的道而是要付钱的。And
the opposite problem is to say, I don't really care about the other people, so I won't pay for the grace of God going to them.
所以呢，我另外一个对立面的一个错误呢，就是说呢，我不想，我不愿意去付钱给我 听来的其他的从神那里来的信息，我不愿意，我不关心别人怎么样。
So I guess I'm somewhat amazed as I read scripture how important money is, not so much in the amount of it, but our attitude toward it.
当我读圣经的时候呢，我就读到那个金钱是有多么的重要。这个重要性并不在于金钱的多少，而是在于你对金钱的态度。
So,I'll tell you the story of a situation at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
告诉大家一个故事，就是当时在我们十六街教会里出现的一个情况。
One of our brethren invited a man from his work to come to the gospel meeting one evening, and then we went over to that man's house afterwards for a chat.
因为一个人在他工作的时候，他请了他的一个工作伙伴来到我们这里听讲道，学习圣经。然后我们学习完了以后，我们去了那个人家里。
As we were getting to know the newcomer that evening, I was talking to him, and he said to me, "It was interesting at your church last night." He said, or the tonight, he said, "You didn't take a collection."
那个。当时他们那个新来的那个人呢，Harold 跟他交谈的时候，那个人就跟 Harold 说，你们教会今天晚上我们学习圣经说很奇怪，因为你们没有收钱。
And I said, no, we don't usually take collections.
所以我说不，我们一般都不收钱。
He said, well, why is that?
他说为什么那样呢？
I said, well, we want to keep preaching the fact that the good things of Godare offered to you freely.
因为我说呢，我们要告诉你，向你传达这样一个信息，从神来的好的东西，我们提供给你的是免费的。
If you were a rich man, you couldn't pay to get into heaven.
所以如果你是一个有钱人，你不可能付钱去到天堂。
The Bible teaches you can't even do good things to get into heaven.
圣经同样教导我们，你不可能去做好事而去到天堂。
The only way you can have your sins forgiven and get peace with God is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't cost you anything.
唯一你的罪能够得到赦免，能够跟神和好的唯一方式就是你相信主耶稣为你的个人救主，这个不会需要有什么费用。
And so I said to him, it would be rather foolish for us, wouldn't it, if we were to say, the gospel is free, we're just going to take a collection so you can pay for hearing about it.
所以呢，我想这如果我当时这么说，是一定是非常愚蠢的。我说呢，圣经它是免费提供给你的，我们的讲道也是免费的，但是呢，我现在要来收钱，让你来，你如果要听，我要收钱。
If the gospel is free, we shouldn't be charging people to tell them about it.
如果福音是免费的，当我们告诉别人福音的时候，我们不应该收钱。
But the other side is also true. That is that other people should hear about the gospel and we can pay to help them.
另外一面呢，也是这样的。其他的一些人，他们需要来听福音，我们可以付钱去让他们来听。
So, we do take collections on Sunday mornings at the breaking of bread at 16th Avenue Chapel. What do we do with that money?
所以呢，我们16街教会在星期天的上午会收奉献，但是我们收来的钱，我们是干什么的用的呢？
And it's true that some of the money goes just to keep the lights on and the door open and the heat on here at the chapel.
当然这个是真实的，因为我们教会如果要开门，要用暖气，要点电灯的话，这个我们是需要钱的。
And sometimes we give a donation, a charity gift, to the preachers who come to help us preach the truth of God.
有时候呢，我们会给那些来讲给我们讲道的那些人，那些传道人，给他们一些爱的奉献，这就是礼物给他们。
But probably most of the money, and I haven't done the mathematical calculations, but probably most of the money is given to other people who can tell people beyond them about the grace of God.
所以呢，我还没做过精确的计算，但是我觉得大多数钱我们是给了那些人，他们可以去把神的福音传给其他地区的人。
So it goes to missionaries in other countries.
所以这呢，这些钱到了那些去其他的国家做宣教士的人那里。
It goes to missionaries right here in Canada.
也给那些在加拿大本地做宣教的那些人。
It goes to camps and other places so that the gospel can go freely to the rest of the world.
因为也会给到一些其他的营会，这样的话呢，这个福音可以自由的在世界各地的传播。
So Paul is saying to the Corinthians now, it's true, you wanted to pay me, I said no, but I want you now to be concerned about the needs of others, and he pushes them.To be concerned about the needs of others.
所以保罗呢，实际上跟当时的格林多人说，是的，你们想付钱给我，但是我不需要，但是我要催促你们把这些钱给那些其他的需要钱的人。
Now, one of the problems in the church today is that preachers often say, I am doing a good work.Give some money to me.
所以呢，当今的所谓的教会里的一个大问题就是，有些传道人说，我做的不错，你们把钱给我。
But that is almost never the case in the Bible.
但这个呢，在圣经里绝对不会发生这样的事。
In the Bible, the logic goes like this. He is doing a good work.Give the money to him.
圣经的逻辑通常就是这样的，他的工作干得不错，把钱给他。
So the Christian worker like Paul says, I'm going to pray that God will meet my needs. I'm going to suggest to you, I'm going to encourage that you give money to meet other people's needs.
所以呢，那个保罗对格林多人是这样说的，我会向神祷告，让神满足我每日的需求。但是呢，我也会祷告，让你们把钱给其他的需要钱的人。
So how were Paul's needs met then?
所以保罗他的那个每天的需求是怎么满足的？
Answer two ways. Number one, he did a lot of work himself.
所以呢，用两种方式。第一个呢，就是他自己在做工。
He was a tent maker.
他做帐篷。
And he probably had some thread and some canvas and some needles and some thimbles, and he was able to sew tents together.
他可能呢，有些那个针线和一些那个蜡烛，还有点蜡烛的，还有手上戴的那些顶针的那些东西，他可能自己在缝帐篷。
That would have been hard work, but he did it. That's one way in which he was able to meet his expenses.
这个呢，不是一件很容易做的事儿，但是呢，他做了，所以他每天的日常的需求可以得到一部分满足。
And the other way was that when he was preaching to the Corinthians, the Christians in Macedonia, verse 1,were giving money to him so that he could preach to the Corinthians.
另外一方面呢，当他当时在哥林多讲道的时候，马其顿的在第一节里讲的，马其顿的人会给他钱生活，然后他可以给哥林多人讲道。
So that's a very good balance for handling money, and that's what he's telling the Corinthians in these first seven verses.
所以这是一个非常好的一个平衡的，怎么样去使用你的钱？这就是当时保罗告诉当时的哥林多人的。
So he's saying at the end of verse 7, make sure that not only are you strong in your faith, in your speech, in your knowledge, make sure that you're also strong in your giving, not to me, but you give to the needs that are out there beyond you.
所以呢，在那个里面呢，他第七节的最后一节里面讲的就是说，你要接到我们的爱心上格外的满足，就算在词汇事项显得格外满足起来，他不光是我，你们也要因这个而得到满足。
Verse 8 says, he says, I'm not commanding you. In the Old Testament, there was a demand made, you had to give a tithe. One-tenth of your income had to be given to the Lord. That was a command. Paul saying, no, I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. He says, they in Macedonia, they were giving, so you should be doing like they were doing. Verse 9.
所以呢，他说呢，第八节讲，我说这话不是吩咐你们，为什么保罗要这么讲呢？因为在旧约时代有那个十一奉献，十一奉献呢，那就是说，他这是个命令，你必须这么做，你必须要把你收入的十分之一拿出来献出来，所以保罗说在这里他不是这么说的，所以他这个意思就是呢，是指着别人的热心来试验你们爱心的存在，他就讲的这个意思呢。当时呢，马其顿的人把钱给我，我就是这么去跟你们讲到，这就是我要说的，是你们自愿的，不是我命令你们要给钱。
That was a long time without translation. I keep forgetting.
因为这一期有点长，他就忘了要翻译。
All right. What he's going to do now in verse 9 is he's going to say, let's look at the Lord Jesus and see what he did.
因为在第九节里讲的什么呢？他说我们来看看主耶稣，看主耶稣是怎么做的。
And remember now, whatever the issue in your life is, keep asking yourself the question, what did Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
所以呢，在你的人生中，当你出现了问题的时候，你一定要问这样一个问题，主耶稣，会怎么做？
When I was a little boy, I used to often ask my mother what I should do.
因为当他是个小男孩的时候，他通常会去问他妈妈，我应该做什么。
She would often say, well, if you were Jesus, what would you do? What would Jesus do?
所以呢，他妈妈会通常会告诉他，如果是主耶稣，他会怎么做？主耶稣在这种情况下，他怎么样去做
？Sometimes she would say to me, "What do you think Jesus would like you to do?"
有时候他也会这样说：“你想想，主耶稣喜欢你怎么做
？”In life, when you're faced with the issues of life and the difficult circumstances of life, keep asking this question: "What would Jesus want me to do?"
所以呢，在你的人生中啊，当你有问题的时候，尤其在你在处在一个非常艰难的环境的时候，你要通常问自己一个问题：主耶稣会怎么做？主耶稣喜欢我怎么做
？So he brings now the Lord Jesus into this argument, verse 9.
所以呢，在这里面，他把主耶稣的想法带进来了。
He says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
哥林多后书第八章第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that's a delightful verse, and it is true. that Jesus Christ gave to us so that because of his gift, we could become rich in him with eternal life.
这面讲的是一件令人非常高兴的事儿，因为主耶稣给了我们他的一切，所以我们可以在永恒里变得富足。
So we give to others in order that they may get eternal life from the Lord Jesus Christ, and they therefore can become rich.
所以这个呢，我们给其他的人，这样呢，其他的人呢，也可以通过我们的主耶稣得到永恒的生命，这样他们也可以在永恒里富足。
And there are many stories, in church history of men who were rich, who gave away their money in order that the work of God would be carried out.
所以呢，在教会的历史上有非常多的这样的例子，有很多富有的人，他们把他的钱都奉献出来，这样的话呢，当时神的工可以继续。
So verses 10 through 12 now tell us more about this situation.
我来跟大家把那个十节到十二节， you want me read in Chinese?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, 我来跟大家把哥林多后书八章第十到十二节先用中文读一下。第十节，我在这事上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且起此心意已经有一年了。如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
All right, we'll read it in English. And here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now, finish that work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
他读的是十到十二节哥林多后书八章。
All right, so he's basically saying, last year you were ready to give, so it would be good for you now to follow it up. You said last year you would like to give to the need in Jerusalem, now you have the opportunity, you give to that need.
所以呢，这基本上说呢，他说你们去年就准备奉献给他们啊，那么说呢，今年呢，既然你们去年那么想了，今年呢是一个好的那个你们照着去做啊，你们去年想做的事儿，今年去做了。
Giving can often be a problem.
所以呢，给出去通常会有一些问题。
Many years ago, when I was a university student, I wanted to learn more about how Christians give. So I started asking my friends about how they gave money to the Lord.
所以呢，当很多年前，当还他还是一个大学的大学生的时候呢，他就去问他的基督徒的朋友。他说基督徒怎样把钱给神。
And I will tell you three stories of my friends.
我要告诉三个故事关于我朋友的。
Story number one, I asked a man and I said to him, tell me how you give to the Lord.
所以呢，第一个故事他问一个人说，告诉我你怎么把钱给神。
Oh, he said, I don't give to the Lord. He said, I'm very poor. He said, I don't give anything to the Lord because, if I gave to the Lord, I wouldn't have enough money for myself. So he says, I don't give anything to the Lord.
这个人说呢，我不给钱给神，因为我很穷。不过我把这钱给了神呢，我自己就没有钱了，所以我一分钱也不给神。
Well, frankly, I watched him for the rest of his life. He died several years ago, But frankly, he didn't do very good for God. His whole attitude was wrong. His attitude was, me first. I'm the only one that's important. I don't really care about other people.
所以呢，我观察了一下这个人的一生，他几年前死了，他没有做什么好的事儿在神里面，因为他以自己为主，他说我就我是第一的，我不关心其他人怎么样，所以他的人一生都过得很糟。
The second man said, I want to give money to the Lord. I plan to give money to the Lord. But he said, sometimes when the time is over, I don't have any money left to give to the Lord.
所以第二个人呢说，我想给钱神，我也计划给钱神。所以有的时候呢，当我给钱给神的时候，我手上已经没有钱了。
So he said, what I do is, as soon as I get the money in my pocket, I give the Lord his portion. Then he said, I don't have to worry about the fact that I might run out later.
因为他说呢，我是这么做的，当我手上一有钱的时候，我就把该给神的那一部分拿出来给神，然后呢，避免当我想要给神钱的时候，我手上已经没有钱了。
And my third friend, he told me a longer story.
那个第三个朋友呢，告诉他一个比较长的故事。
He said, I wanted to give some money to the Lord, but he said, I counted up my expenses for the year, and I realized that I couldn't give the Lord money and still survive.
那个人呢，说呢，我想给神钱，然后呢，我就计算了一下，我的那个一年的收入，如果我把 给神那一部分钱给出去以后呢，我自己就没办法生存了。He
was a university student. He realized that he had to spend his money wisely, and he said, I've only got the summer to earn the money to keep me going all year. I can't afford to give the money to the Lord.
所以呢，他是一个大学的学生。 他必须很精细的用他的钱，因为当他暑期打工的时候呢，赚来的钱呢，只能够他继续上大学，所以他说我必须，我现在我的钱不够，也是。But
he thought about it more, and finally he prayed and said, oh, all right, Lord. And so he gave the first paycheck he got, he gave it all to the Lord.
所以呢，他就 想了一下，然后他就祷告了一下，他觉得呢，他还是要给钱给神，所以他把他拿到的第一张支票，整个的金额全部都给神了。He
worked all summer long, and at the end of the summer, his boss came to him and said, you know, Steve, you did a good job for us this summer. We're thankful for that.
所以呢， 他就在整个暑期呢，一直工作，一直工作。当他最后拿最后一个支票的时候呢，他的老板呢跟他说，说 Steve， 你的工作干得很好，我们非常感谢你。He
said, as a matter of fact, I would like you to come back and work for us next summer.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个老板说，实际上我想要你下一个夏天再来到我们这里工作。
And he said to him, and to encourage you to do that, I just want to give you a little bit extra.
所以呢，他说为了鼓励你，明年暑期回来，我要给你一点奖金。
And so he handed him a check, and the check was for exactly the same amount that he had given the Lord at the beginning of the summer.
所以呢，他的老板给了他一张支票，这个支票的金额呢，和他奉献出的
My three friends, and each one a different story about money. Money is important, and God expects us to use it not foolishly, not give it away foolishly, use it wisely, use it with prayer and with commitment, but don't leave it all in your own pocket.
所以呢，金钱是非常重要的。所以呢，当你使用金钱的时候，你要祷告，因为这个不能愚蠢的把你的钱愚蠢的花出去，也要聪明的计算你的钱。所以当你最后呢，你所有的钱呢，你总要是给一点神，你不能把你自己所有的钱都放在你自己的荷包里。
All right, so he keeps on going now, and in verses 13 through 15, we're going to read some more about the responsibility of money.
所以下面呢，继续讲关于使用钱的责任。我跟大家把13节到第15节读一下。第13节，我原不是要别人亲省，你们受累，乃是要均平。就是要你们的富余现在可以贴补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
Yeah. It says our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need.So that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. Then there will be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much. And he who gathered little did not have too little. So the Lord is prepared to balance us. He knows what we need. He knows what we give. He knows when and howto supply.
所以呢，这里面他刚才读的13到15节，就是说这里面要均平，因为主知道我们需要什么，他知道我们什么时候需要我们，这样主会提供给我们。
And then the question is, how should funds be given? So verses 16 now through 21, learning a little bit about how the funds should be carried.
所以呢，第16节到21节呢，告诉我们怎样把钱给出去。我来跟大家先读一下16节。多谢神感动提多的心，叫他带你们殷勤像我一样。第17节，他固然是听了我的劝，但自己更是热心，情愿往你们那里去。18节，我还打发了一位兄弟和他同去，这人在福音上得了众教会的称赞。第19节，不但这样，他也被众教会挑选和我们同行，把所托的与我们的这捐资送到了，可以荣耀主，又表明我们乐意的心。第20节，这就免得有人因我们收的捐银很多就挑我们的不是。第21节，我们留心行光明的事，不但在主面前，就在人面前也是这样。
All right, I thank God.Who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. And we are sending along with Titus the brother who is praised by all the churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen, by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. We want to avoid any criticism of the way we administer this liberal gift, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man.So, Paul is basically saying, I am going to be going to, Jerusalem. I'm going to be carrying a gift to Jerusalem to meet the needs of those Christians there who are suffering financially because of the gospel.
然后我带着所有的捐银去耶路撒冷，去帮助那些人因为传福音而在财务上有困难的基督徒。
But the question would be, what are you going to do with those funds, Paul?
所以呢， 问题是就是说保罗你用那些钱你能去做什么呢
How do we know you're not going to waste them? How do we know you're not going to put them in your own pocket and spend them yourself?
所以我们怎么知道你不能把那些钱浪费掉你不把那些钱放在你自己的荷包里用自己所用呢
And so Paul says, I'm not the only one who's going to be taking these funds.Titus is coming with me, and then there's another brother who's going to be coming with me.
所以保罗说呢，我不仅仅是我一个人带着这些真言，提多也可以带着跟我在一起，另外还有一个教会的受到称赞的弟兄也跟我在一起。
So there are three who are going to be responsible for this money, not just one.
所以呢，那里有三个人来对这笔钱负责，而不是一个人。
You remember in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ that there was a thief who was in the group. His name was Judas.
所以你们大家都记得，在主耶稣还在地球上的时候，他的那个团队里有一个人，他是小偷。
And some people apparently gave money to the Lord Jesus to be used for his own needs or for the poor. And the Lord gave the money to Judas and Judas took the money for himself.
也很明显的是当时呢有人给他们给主耶稣钱让主耶稣可以日常的需求也可以让主耶稣去帮助其他的穷人。然后主耶稣就把这个钱给了犹大，犹大就把这个钱偷了，放在自己荷包里。
So Paul said, "No, that's not the way we're going to do it. All three of us are going to have control of that money, so that if one fails, the other two will make sure he doesn't cheat. We're all going to be accountable to each other."
所以呢，保罗说呢，我们不是一个人，我们有三个人，我们三个人呢。如果其中有一个人他欺骗他偷钱我们其他的两个人呢可以来保证他不会去做这样的事儿。
So it would appear that this third man, we don't know his name, but this third man went along with them. His really, probably his only job was to be a security man, someone to make sure that the job was done right without cheating.
所以呢第三个人呢、哦、我们这里没有他的名字但是我认为这个人呢他就是那种一个保证的人这个人呢他能保障这样的工作能够完成没有欺骗。
Verse 21 says, We're taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man.
第二十一节，我们留心行光明的事，不但在主面前，就在人面前也是这样。
So we want to do what's right. We want it to appear that we are doing what is right as well.
所以我们想要去做正确的事，但是我们同样要让人看出来我们做的是做正确的事。
And then he carries on in the next three verses talking more about this relationship and the honesty that is required when money is involved.
所以呢后面的三节第二十二节二十三四也是继续谈到这个金钱的关系而且也谈到这个金钱呢是要有诚实的心我来跟大家读一下。第二十二节我也打发一位弟兄同去。这人的热心我们在许多事上屡次试炼过现在因为深信你们就更加热心了。论到提多他是我的同伴一同为你们劳碌的。论到那两位兄弟他们是众教会的使者是基督的荣耀所以你们务要在众教会面前显明你们爱心的凭据并我所夸奖你们的凭据。
Yeah. In addition,We are sending with them our brother who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous and now even more so because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, He's my partner and fellow worker among you. And as for our brothers, they are representatives of the churches and an honor to Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and the reason for your pride, for our pride in you, so that the churches can see it. Okay, so he's basically trying to explain to them the role that finances should play and how they are to be responsible to the Lord, all of them responsible to the Lord in how monies are spent.
所以呢，这里他基本上是讲到的这个金钱的规则，怎样去遵循这个规则，怎样在我们的主里面怎样去用这些钱。
All right, we're going to keep going, and we're going to read the next verses in the next chapter down through verse 5. Keep going.
所以呢，我们现在继续学。我们学到第格林多后书第9章1至1到5节，我来跟大家读一下。论到供给圣徒的事，我不必写信给你们，因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们。 说该呀，该人预备好了，已经有1年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。但我打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我的话预备妥当，免得我们在这事上夸奖你们的话落了空。万一有马其顿人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我们所确信的反成了羞愧，你们羞愧，更不用说了。第5节，因此我想。 不得不求那几位弟兄先到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。All
right, so verse 1 of chapter 9, there is no need for me to write to you about this service to the saints, for I know your eagerness to help, and I've been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them, that would be in Macedonia, to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as a grudgingly given gift.
他读的是格林多后书第9章的1到5节。
All right. So again, he's basically saying, I don't want this to be grudging. I don't want you to say, oh, I have to. I want you to be prepared. I want you to give as you can. Again, let me emphasize, he is not saying, please give money to me. He's not saying, please give money to my work. He's saying those people have a need. Please give money to them. It was the Corinthian church helping the church at Jerusalem. And that is what he was saying, encouraging people to be responsible for others. That's true of our whole Christian life.
保罗跟他们讲的就是说，我不想让你们勉强，你们要给呢，你们是凭着自愿给的，你们要准备好，你们已经准备给了，所以呢，当你们拿这钱的时候，我来的时候，你们要准备好，这个钱呢，你们不是给我们的，你们是给我拿给那些在耶路撒冷需要的圣徒的，给他们的。
All right, now he's going to go on, and he's going to talk about the benefits of being a generous giver.
所以呢，我们接着讲，就是呢，这里基本上讲到的呢，就是说啊，你一个大方的捐献者所得到的益处。
And I am somewhat embarrassed even reading these verses because I know that many of you are generous givers. I don't want you to think that we are in any way pleading for funds. These are the verses that we're reading because they're in the Bible.
所以呢，他甚至有点尴尬来读这些下面的几节经文，因为他知道大家在座的都是一个很大方的奉献者、捐献者。你们我读这个讲这几节经文的目的呢，是因为这几节经文写在圣经里，他不想让大家感觉到他读这些经文是要去暗示大家什么、责备大家什么。
But the facts are that God expects us to be generous in our lives, not just with our money, but to be generous in the way we live love toward other people.
所以呢，这里的事实呢，不是说神只是让我们做一个慷慨的钱的捐献者，我们同样在我们的人生中，我们要慷慨的把我们的爱和我们的帮助捐献给周围的每一个人。
Those of us who are Christians are family, and we treat one another with love in every aspect of our lives.
所以呢，我们这些在一起的基督徒呢，是一个大家庭。我们呢，互相对待呢，在每一个方面，在生活中的每一个方面，都把爱给别人。
So the question is, how can I learn to be generous with my life to the Lord Jesus Christ?
问题是我怎么样去学会做一个慷慨的捐献者，在我的基督徒的人生中。
And the Bible teaches this. It's hard for me to know how to be generous with my life. Maybe I could prove to the Lord that I'm generous by doing something with my money.
所以呢，圣经说呢，我可能很难的说去做一些慷慨的事儿，但是呢，我有可能用我的钱来证明，我让神知道我是一个慷慨的钱的捐献者。
So if you're like me, you would probably say, well, to be perfectly frank, money is very important to me.
所以如果是我，你就说我很非常坦率地说，钱对我来说是非常重要。
And so the Lord says, I know that. I know it's important. Why don't you just prove me in this area of money? And then having done that, you'll probably be more encouraged to prove me in the rest of your life. You can prove me in service. You can prove me in teaching others the Bible. You can prove me in helping others when they've got a problem with your time, not just with your money.
所以呢，主会说，我知道你的情况，但是你为什么不先在这个金钱这一块呢，先证明一下你是慷慨的，然后你在其他的方面你去服侍神，你去教导别人，你去帮助别人的时候，同样也能够证明你是慷慨的。
So just turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
我们读到马拉基书第三章。
Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
所以马拉基书呢是旧约的最后一本书。
Just before Matthew chapter 1.
在马太福音第一章的前面。Verse 9.
I think we're going to read verse 10 only. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10.
我们来读一下马拉基书的第三章的第十节，我先跟大家读一下。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一安然 送入仓库，使我家有粮。从此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
All right, verse 10 reads, bring the whole tithe, that's the whole tenth of your income, the tenth of your the offering, a tenth of your storehouse, bring that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. That's a very amazing promise. It says, you can test me in the area of money.
所以那个这是一个非常的神奇的经文，马拉基书三章十节说，你可以试试用钱金钱来试试我。
And so many of us say, all right, Lord, I want to test you in the area of money. I did that especially when I was a university student. And, I told you that I asked my friends how they dealt with money. So I thought, all right, Harold, how are you going to deal with money? And so I tried to follow these principles and I found that the Lord was a very, very generous supplier.
所以呢，当时呢，很多人都会说呢，我要在金钱上来试试主。那他还是个大学生的时候呢，他也问了他的很多朋友，他的朋友也告诉了他，然后呢，他自己的自己说，我也要去试试我们的主。但是当他经过试了以后呢，他发现我们的主是一个非常慷慨的主。
All right, back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们回到格林多后书的第九章。
And we're going to read a long list of promises that will affect you as you use your money wisely for the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，我们要读到一个长的一个列表。如果说你把你的钱聪明地用在主身上，会得到什么样的赐福。
All right, here's verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
所以第六节是这样说，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
So if you had a farm and you said, I'm going to plant 10 rows of corn.
你如果有个农场，你说我要种十台庄稼。
If you planted 10 rows of corn, you'd get 10 rows of harvest, wouldn't you?
如果你种十排的庄稼，你得到十排的收成，是不是？
What would happen if you planted 20 rows of corn?
那如果你要是种二十排怎么样？
You get a very big harvest.
你得到很大的收成。
What happens if you planted 2 rows of corn?
如果你只种两排就会怎么样？
You get a very small harvest.
你得到很少的收成。
So what happens if you reach into your pocket and you give a little?
所以当你把你的手伸到你的口袋的时候，如果你只给一点，会发生什么？
You'd get a little if you said, I'll give more.
你得到一点点，如果你说我多给一点。
You'll probably get more.
你可能会得到多的。
Now again, I'm very embarrassed. I don't want to be pleading for money. But I've got to teach you the truth of God.
所以呢，我非常尴尬。我不想向大家讨钱一样，但是我要讲神的真理。
I'll tell you my own story. It'll maybe help you a little.
我来告诉我自己的故事，可能对大家有些帮助。
I'll tell you the facts. I'm not a very good student.
我先讲个事实，我不是个好学生。
But one day I was emboldened to ask the Lord to give me a scholarship.
有一天呢，我非常大胆的请求主给我奖学金。
I wasn't smart enough to get a scholarship.
我并没有聪明到可以得到奖学金。
But I thought if I did get a scholarship, that would mean I wouldn't have to earn as much money in the summer.
所以呢，我就想一下，如果我真能够得到奖学金，那么在暑期的时候我就不用去做那么多工了。
So I prayed. And having read some of these verses, I said, Lord,I don't deserve a scholarship, but I would like one. If you will give me a scholarship, I will give some of that money back to you.
所以呢，我就祷告了以后，我说主啊，我并不配得到奖学金。但是呢，如果我现在祷告，我请求您还是给我奖学金。如果你给了我奖学金，我会拿一部分出来给你。
So I said, as a matter of fact, if you give me the scholarship, I will give you 1/3, 33 cents on every dollar I'll give back to you.
因为他就说，祷告说，如果您给我奖学金，我会把三分之一的给您，每一块钱我会给你三毛三分钱。
Now just remember, that's not really a very generous deal, Harold.
所以你要记得，这不是一个很慷慨的一个交易。
I didn't deserve anything. I said, Lord, if you give me $3, I'll give a dollar back to you. That's a good deal.
所以我说这个呢，我并不配得这个，但是我确实跟神说，如果你给我三块钱，我给你一块钱，这是个很好的交易。
And so he gave me a scholarship. I couldn't believe it.
所以那实际上呢，主给了他奖学金，他根本不相信他会得到。
So I gave 1/3 of the money back to him.
所以我就拿出三分之一给回主了。
And about that time, I got another job.
在那个时间呢，他又找到了一份工作。
It was a good job, but out of that job came a consulting business.
所以呢，那个。是一个很好的工作，但在那个工作里面呢，他有一个顾问的工作。
And the businessman came to me and he said, I want to hire you as a consultant.
所以一个做生意的人来跟他说呢，我想请你做我们的顾问。
I said, oh, all right, that's good, I'll do that.
我说这太好了，我愿意做。
He said, how much will you charge?
他说你收多少钱？
I said, I don't know, I've never worked as a consultant, I don't know.
我不知道，我从来没有做过顾问，我也不知道我要收多少钱。
He said to me, well, why don't you give it some thought and make it a big amount? I want you to charge me a lot.
所以呢，他说呢，跟他跟海尔德说，你为什么不去想一下，你把那个金额说大一点，我想让你多找我要点钱。
I said, that's not what businessmen say.
我就说这做生意的人不应该这么说。
So I went to my friends and I said to them, you sometimes work as a consultant when you're a student. How much do you earn?
因为他就去找他的朋友，他说你曾经做过这样的顾问工作，那那个时候你赚多少钱？
And they said, I charge, I'm going to use the number now, X. I charge X amount every hour that I work. I charge X.
所以呢，他就把这个 X 代表那个金额，他说他朋友告诉他说我每个小时收 X。
Okay, then I went to one of the professors.
然后他又去找了一个教授。
And I said to him, excuse me, professor, this is a confidential question. I want to know how much you earn when you work as a consultant.
所以呢，他就去跟那个教授说：“对不起，教授，这是一个秘密的问题啊，我想问一下你，当你去做顾问的时候，你收多少钱？”
He said to me, Harold, I am a full professor. When I work as a consultant, I charge way up here.
所以他就跟他说 ，Harold， 我是一个教授，当我做顾问的时候，我的收费是在这个地方的。
I said, all right. But I want you to tell me how much you earn.
我知道，但是你要告诉我，你到底一个小时赚多少钱？
He said, I earn 4x.
所以他说呢，我的工收费是四倍的那个 x。
So I went back to my boss. He said, how much money do you want?
所以他就回到他的老板那里，所以说他问你，你需要多少钱？你要收多少钱？
I said to him, well, you told me that you wanted me to charge a lot.
所以我就跟老板说，你告诉我，让我多收点钱。
He said, yes. I said, all right, I want 4x.
他说，是的，我是这么说的。我说，好吧，那我要四倍的 x 这样的工资。
And he said, well, why don't you double that?
他就说，那好吧，为什么你不加倍呢？
Is there a God?
那你是有神吗？
He said, Harold, you prove me in the little things. You prove me in a little thing like a dollar bill. And if you do that, I will open the heavens. I'll give you more than you can contain.
所以呢，他就说，Harold, 你就做了，你给了我一块钱，我会给你更多，我会把天敞开，我给你的，到你容不下。
Now we're going to read down this section in Corinthians. I want you to remember this. If God can supply a dollar bill, he can solve the other problems in your life.
因为我们下面继续去讲，如果神能够给你提供一块钱的话，他能够同样给你提供解决你人生的其他的任何问题。
Just remember, money's not that important to him.
要大家要谨记这一点。
He's got far more important things to prove you. You live for Jesus, he will bless.
所以你要谨记这一点，钱对神来说不是重要的，他对你有其他的事情要你去做，他会给你更多的祝福。
Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll read verse 7.
所以回到格林多后书的第九章，我们来读第七节。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And you might want to underline this verse. It's very important. Each man should give what he has desired in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
所以你们应该把这一节经文画上重点，这是一个很美的经文，刚才读的第七节。
Okay, that's what God says. You don't have to give. Don't be obliged. You just cheerfully you give to God, and he will begin to prove himself to you in that way. He'll prove in other ways too, but that's important.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，这一节讲的呢，神就告诉我们，你们呢自己要那个，你每个人不要勉强，你要捐呢，你要很乐意、很高兴的去捐，这样呢，神会向你证明他在这金钱方面是多么慷慨的一个事。
Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
所以第八节说，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
All right. So, in the English language, we have what are called comparatives and superlatives.
So, 他说在英文里有两个词，一个叫 comparative, 一个叫 solicitude. 我不是很懂这两个词 so can you explain that to
me? Okay, what are comparatives?
所以 comparatives 是什么呢?
Okay, the comparative is better. There are two things, one is better.
So that's a comparative is 比较这个比较好两个人。
Okay, one is bigger. That's a comparative.
所以另外一个比较好一点这是一个叫 comparative.
There's many similar comparatives, smaller, larger, fuller, comparative.
所以那有很多不同的那种比较大的小的满的不满的。
But there are also superlatives. There's good, there's better, but there's best. Best is the superlative. It's right at the top.
所以呢那个就 superlative 呢就是最好的。尽管你可以比较好这个比那个比较好但这个是最好的。这个是顶级的在最上面的比其他任何都好。
There is, I'm not even sure which ones I use. They're small, they're smaller, and they're smallest.
那里有一个小的有比较小的有最小的。
Smallest is the superlative. You can't get any smaller than smallest.
所以呢这个最小的这个是最顶级的你不可能再得到任何东西比这个最小的还要小。
There is some, there is many, and there is most.
所以那里有一点点有很多有太多。
Most is a superlative.
所以那个 most 的太多的那个是极端的最极端的。
There is a few, there's quite a few,And there's all.
因为那里有几个有好几个有所有的。
What is all?
那所有的是什么呢?
All would be a superlative, wouldn't it?
所以呢那个所有的就是那个极端的是不是?
Now you read verse 8 and tell me whether it's a superlative.
所以你跟我们读第八节什么是?这个极端的。
How many superlatives in verse 8?
所以呢在这个第八节里有多少个极端的
How many superlatives in verse 8?
有几个。
Somebody start counting, please.
你们大家有人数一下吗
Okay, Mindy, how many? Not Mindy, but Linda, how many?
Linda, 有几个
Three.
Okay, three's a good number. Anybody want to be better?
所以呢三是个很好的有些人会有更多的一点吗
Countless.
What was that?
Countless.
Countless. You're pretty close.So, Sharon says four, is that right? Anybody want to go beyond that other than Vic? What's the word every? Is every a superlative? What's more than every?
有没有比那个每一个所有的多的呢
There's nothing more than every.
没有东比那个
If you've got every book on the shelf, you can't have more than every.
如果你在
So there's five superlatives there. Let's read them.
你在书架上得到了所有的书你可能再有更多的书了这就是 every.
God is able to make all grace. Is that important?
所以我们来读一下神会将多呀所有的恩典就是
Would you like God to be gracious to you?
你希望神对你多加恩惠
How much grace would you like?
多少恩惠你需要
I'd like all grace, wouldn't you?
不需要所我要
You're going to give me some, I'd like it all. That makes sense.
是不是？他是我就要所有的恩典，这是有道理吗？
Now God is able to make all grace to abound you so that in all things. Is that pretty good? Not just something. I'd like to get all grace in all things.
所以就是凡事所有的事而不是一点点事我要在所有的事情得到所有的恩惠这是不是好事
When would you like to have all grace in all things?
所以什么时候你需要所有的恩典在所有的事情上呢
Well, I'd kind of like it at all times, wouldn't I?
我需要所有的时间里我都需要是。
How much would you like to get?
你需要多少呢
Oh, I'd like to get all that I need.
我需要所有我需要的。
Okay, and what would I do with that?
那我拿这个去做什么呢?
Well, I don't really want to spend it all on myself.
我不会把这个花在我自己身上。
If I were to get all of those all things, I would like to abound in every good work. I'd like to be able to do something that's good.
因为如果我能得到所有的这些在所有的时间得到所有的恩惠我就能去行各样的善事所以我想去行各样的善事
So if God were to give me all those things I would like to be able to be involved in some good work
所以呢如果神给我所有这些东西呢我就可以去做一些工作
Doesn't say some good work. I'd like to be involved in more good work.
这个不是仅仅是说一些工作，我要去到所有的工作里面去。
Doesn't say more good work. What's it say?
这并没有说更多的工作，那你讲的是什么？
Every good work. So that's five superlatives.
所以呢，这个是所有的是五个极端的情况。
But there's more, isn't there?
这里还有更多的是不是?
It says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
所以呢这里讲的是神把所有的恩典多多的加给你。
Now, abound isn't necessarily a superlative, but it means you're going to have abundance. You're going to have more and more. It's not just all grace is going to come in small supply. It'll be all grace abounding toward you.
这个丰丰富富的呢它是一个极端的。但这个还没有完它会给你所有所有的一直加多很多多多的加给你。
And it doesn't just say that,you will be able, if that's the case, to do a little bit in every good work. It says you will abound in every good work.
所以呢，这里不是说这样呢，就让你可以去做一点点工作，这是让你做所有的善事，好的善事。
So I'm going to say that seven superlatives.
所以我现在讲的这可能是七个极端的情况。
Okay, now.You go to university, see if you can take a course at university that's going to guarantee you those seven things.
所以呢，你去大学里，你看一看你能不能找到一门课程，保证你能得到这七样的极端的东西。
Only God talks like that.
只有神像这样跟我们说话。
You'll never find that anywhere else.
你在别的地方永远找不到。
God is a bountiful giver.
神是那个丰丰富富的那个施予者。
All right, our time is gone. We've just started this list of promises.
我们的时间已经到了，我们只是列出了一些这些应许。
Would you remember this, please?God is good.
你要大家请大家记住这一点，神是良善的。
You keep trusting the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以一直要相信主耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for for being such a practical God.
主啊，我们也感谢您，您是一个如此可实践的神。
Fact is, Lord, you care about us today.
事实上您关心我们今天。
And we just marvel. We marvel at your grace and your kindness and your abundance toward us.
我们也是感到惊奇，感到您的美善，您的恩典，您的丰丰富富的美善和恩典请给我们。
Lord, help us to keep on trusting you.
主啊，请来帮助我们也一直的相信您。
We again would thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再一次向为主耶稣献上感恩。
We remember that he who spared not his own son, but freely gave him up for us all, will give us all things.
我们记得那一个他没有去赦免他自己的儿子，而把他所有的全部给了我们。我们也要把我们自己全部给您。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to believe and follow.
感谢主耶稣，帮助我们相信和跟随。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.